What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we're speaking with Congressman Troy Balderson. And Troy, the last time you and I talked, it was right before your appointment to the Energy and Commerce. Tell us what that means for us here in Central Ohio, you in that position.
First of all, Wally, thanks for having me. Always good to be on with you. We are very blessed and fortunate to get the appointment of Energy and Commerce Committee. It is the largest jurisdictional committee in Congress. It serves from energy, healthcare, telecom, commerce around the world. It serves big tech. So there's a lot of things happening on the Energy and Commerce Committee. And I am so fortunate to be able representing 12th Congressional District because we are impacted by all those things that I just listed.
Another thing I want to talk about is telehealth services. You were talking about this, and then I was speaking to my mom, who lives in Minnesota in a rural community, how she finds this quite beneficial now when doctors are not just a drive away anymore.
I'm glad you brought that up, Wally. It's great, and I'm glad your mom is able to utilize it. My mother has done the same thing, but you know, we're going to continue. Obviously, telehealth became very popular during the pandemic when we could not go into hospitals or doctors' offices unless it was an emergency. But we are trying to expand those services for those opportunities, predominantly for rural communities, but also for the bigger communities that are out there. And we want to expand that to include mental health, occupational therapy. Lots of good things that we can do via telehealth. Now we got to continue to stay focused on the broadband piece of that and making sure we have that connectivity out there. And something with telehealth, too, that we've also said, this is not to take away from going to the doctor's office when need be or the hospital. So we want to continue for people to do that. But when these are available to do a visit over telehealth, it's a great way to interact with your physician. So we're really excited about that. We want to continue to expand it. The pandemic is over. The executive branch, the president, said it's over May 11th, but we want to make sure that we continue this telehealth practice as we move forward.
Let's talk about you and government and pushing forward on wireless technology and the growth and how this impacts everybody.
Yeah, we just put a bill out last week with the Spectrum Act. And look, this is a piece of legislation that is everything from your cell phone in your hand to the radio in your car and how you and I are communicating right now, but it's working to modernize that and making sure that we're staying up to date to that. And, you know, the first update was done in 1940. The last update was 2003. So we want to make sure that government, and we know that sometimes it always doesn't, but we're going to stay on and make sure government keeps pace with our technology as we move forward and get our spectrum modernized.
It is something to try to stay up to date with technology and pushing government. It's good to have people like you doing just that.
Exactly, Wally. I mean, look, the technology piece changes on a daily basis, it seems like. So this is something that we're really excited about and we'll move forward with. And we'll also take that through the Energy and Commerce Committee. Last week, we passed 17 bills out of two separate subcommittees. We'll take those to a full committee markup this next week. So the Energy and Commerce Committee is working hard and working for the people of the 12th Congressional District in the country.
You know, I know that you're a very busy man, but never too busy for people to reach out to you. How do we do that?
That's great you asked. We are having mobile office hours. My staff will be in Licking County at the Licking County Library March 9th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. So we are going to have staff there to work with people on constituent cases, any questions that they may have. Again, Wally, thank you. That's going to be March 9th from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and it's going to be held at the Licking County Library.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate your insight on what's going on in D.C., and hey, are the trees blooming?
Trees are blooming in D.C., but they're even starting to bloom here in the 12th Congressional District as I'm out and about today, and I'll be heading back over to D.C. this week.
This is The Vibe.
Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill.